Tigers now 44 and 17 overall. And Lipscomb drops to 36 and 25 overall. Time of the ball game this afternoon, 3 hours and 13 minutes with an attendance of 5,322. So once again, the final in this first game of the 2023 Clemson Regional, NCAA Regional. Tigers win it 12-5.
We'll come back, game highlights, our player of the game, and a look ahead to tomorrow. All of that forthcoming. Postseason Clemson Baseball brought to you by Upcountry Fiber here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
Investing can be like a puzzle. There are so many pieces to consider, and it can be hard to know where to start. But with the right guidance, you can put the pieces together to create a winning strategy. That's where Founders Investment Services come in. Our team of financial advisors can help you navigate the complexities of investing and create a personalized plan that fits your goals and risk tolerance. We'll work with you to identify the pieces of your puzzle and how they fit into your financial future. Visit FoundersFCUinvestments.com to learn more. Securities offered through LPL Financial.
During the month of June, Clemson Paw Partners challenges you to donate $10 to a pet in need. And if you can't donate financially, volunteer your time through the summer months or drop off pet food at 115 B Commons Way in Central. Clemson Paw Partners provides food, low-cost spay and neuter, medications, and more to local pets in need and is run by volunteers. Every penny of your donation goes to serve our local community. Visit ClemsonPawPartners.org to donate or sign up to volunteer today.
If you've fallen out of love with your home, maybe you just need a refresh. Contact Serta Pro Painters and we'll put the power of pro to work for you. That's Serta Pro's power to transform living rooms and rejuvenate kitchens. The power to get the job done right, on time, and within your budget. Get that loving feeling back with the help of Serta Pro Painters. Start your project at SertaPro.com. The power of pro. Each Serta Pro Painter's business is independently owned and operated.
Upcountry Fiber is here. Whether you're working from home, streaming the big game, online shopping, or gaming, Upcountry Fiber offers high-speed fiber internet to fit all your needs. With more devices connecting to the internet in our homes, a fast and reliable internet package is essential. Visit UpcountryFiber.com and click the Updates tab for a live coverage map and answers to frequently asked questions. Upcountry Fiber, a stronger connection. A partner of Blue Ridge Electric Cooperative.
Check out the Press Box with Brad and John every weekday morning from 9 to noon here on The Roar. Brad and John will get you caught up on all things college football, from Group of Five to Power Five, Clemson football, coaching carousel, and more. Brad and John also keep you up to date with everything in college athletics, as well as the Atlanta Braves. Check it out each morning on 105.5 and 97.5 FM, or tune in on our app or website, theroarfm.com.
Back here at Clemson. Clemson wins it 12-5 over Lipscomb in the first game of this Clemson Regional. Don't forget all postseason baseball games on the Clemson Athletic Network being presented by Upcountry Fiber, a stronger internet connection for the upstate. Register your interest and find out how you can add Upcountry Fiber to your home today at UpcountryFiber.com. All right, five in favor of the Tigers. Game highlights sounded something like this. Payoff pitch due. Here it is. Inside corner, called strike three. Got him looking. There's our first Hyundai strikeout of the ball game. Two away. First pitch to the lefty, he'll swing it into the air to dead center. Back in the center fielder, Terrace looks up. Bye-bye, baseball! Way out of here! Grice doing what he does with two outs. We had him right where we want him. The two-run blast to right center field gives Clemson a 2-0 lead. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. So the Hyundai strikeout will end the inning for Lipscomb. 1-2 pitch, aiming in the air to right, tailing towards the corner. Right fielder makes the grab, tagging at third, and scoring will be Taylor. It is now 3-2 in favor of Clemson. First pitch to Bertram, he'll swing, drive that out into the gap, left center field's gonna split him all the way to the wall. Engel's gonna score, Taylor picking him up and putting him down. He's headed plate with the throw from Ketchup, not in time. He is safe, and once again, Bertram does it. Doubles into the gap in left center. Clemson takes a 6-4 lead. One to Grice. Breaking ball in the air to left. Pinarello going to go back the bag at third. Tag. He'll head plate where the throw to the left fielder won't be anywhere close to being in time. And Grice ties us at four on the sack fly. The 0-2 swing and a miss. Strike three. Back-to-back Hyundai strikeouts from Clayton to start the top of the sixth. Bertram squares, bunts at first base side. He'll be taken by the first baseman. That'll easily score Grice. So the safety squeeze works. Bertram drives in his third run of this game and gives Clemson a two-run edge at 7-5. First pitch to Cooper Engel. He'll take that through the hole, right side, base hit. It's a two-out RBI as Blackwell scores, and the lead is extended to 8-5. Put aim, a swing, and a drive high and deep right center. Bye-bye, baseball. The Tigers win it. They will advance on. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. How about our player of the game? Terminix brings us our player of the game. And today we're going to go with everything. Right at Bertram will be our player of the game here, Bob.
Yeah, no question about it. He's just such a leader out there. But he has come alive offensively for the Tigers over the past several weeks. Went 2-for-4 today. Excuse me, with a double that drove in two early in the ball game. There was a key base hit, and that one, and then he had a sacrifice bunt, kind of a safety squeeze that drove in Caden Grice for his third RBI. But again, made some big plays in the infield. And Riley Bertram is everywhere, and today he's our Terminix Pest Player of the Game.
Don't forget that Tigers are the best when it comes to baseball. Terminix the best when it comes to pest control. Headquartered right here in South Carolina, Terminix has been trusted for 75 years to keep your homes and businesses pest-free. We couldn't have done it without fans like you, so thank you. Call 1-800-TERMINIX to schedule your service. All right, so either Charlotte or Tennessee tomorrow here at 6 o'clock. Do we have an announced starter for Clemson? Do we know who's actually going to go tomorrow? I don't think that we do.
No, we don't.
Yeah, so we'll have to kind of...
Somebody else may know. They may find out in the press conference. But we don't know.
We'll have to kind of wait and see. And I think it just depends, to be perfectly honest with you, what the best matchup is. But we'll find out sometime before we get to the ballpark tomorrow. But we know that we'll have the 6 o'clock game, so it puts you on the right side of things. Man, if you win tomorrow, then you're really setting up good to try to advance onto a Super.
No question about it. The Tigers got past, I think, this little hump. You know, first game of a regionals when you pointed out several times, not a lot of these guys. In fact, I think Lindley is probably the only one on the roster that's played
Bertram
in a regional here.
Yes.
Yeah, Bertram definitely has. He's played in the College World Series. But here at Clemson, having that experience has been on this roster for a long time, Bertram shows his experience every time he steps between the lines. I mean, he is something else. But, I think now they settle into their game. And this was a typical Clemson game, though. You look at the way they scored late and put the pressure on and then just never let up. Once they put the hammer down, they never let up. And, won it going away, where in the middle of the game it didn't look so much
right that
way. But at the end, they certainly, the offense came alive and the pitching was strong enough out there with Ryans. And they were able to pull him out, put Bailey in, and Tigers win it going away.
All right, so the Tigers victorious here, 12-5. We'll hit the airwaves tomorrow at 5:30. For a matchup either against Charlotte or against Tennessee. Tennessee, the 2 seed in this region. Charlotte, the 3 seed in the region. And they'll play at 6 o'clock, and then there'll be a 12 noon ball game tomorrow between the two losers here today. So that will also be going on here at the ballpark if you want to come out and enjoy some of this Clemson regional. Our thanks to John Hype back at Network Headquarters for taking great care of us here on this Friday. Once again, Clemson a winner 12-5. They pick up their 17th win in a row and their 44th win on the season as they move to 44-17. And all God's children say, go Tigers. We'll close it down with some final commercial words and then a closing billboard here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
Looking for a way to fight back against inflation? One viable way to help your money stay relevant during inflation is through investing. To a new investor, investing can feel like a puzzle. With so many pieces to consider, it can be hard to know where to start. But with the right guidance along the way, you can put the pieces together to create a winning strategy. That's where Founders Investment Services come in. Our team of financial advisors can help you navigate the complexities of investing and create a personalized plan that fits your goals and risk tolerance. We'll work with you to identify the pieces of your puzzle and how they fit into your financial future. When you're ready to find the pieces to your financial plan, call 866-739-7064 to speak with one of our specialists, or visit foundersfcuinvestments.com to learn about how we can help you identify the key pieces to your financial plans. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC, and not NCUA. Insured, not guaranteed by credit union, and may lose value.
Upcountry Fiber is here. Whether you're working from home, streaming the big game, online shopping, or gaming, Upcountry Fiber offers high-speed fiber internet to fit all your needs. With more devices connecting to the internet in our homes, a fast and reliable internet package is essential. Visit upcountryfiber.com and click the Updates tab for a live coverage map and answers to frequently asked questions. Upcountry Fiber, a stronger connection. A partner of Blue Ridge Electric Cooperative.
When the unexpected happens and you need legal advice on how to move forward, Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Maybe you were hurt on the job or in a car accident, charged criminally, or need help with a residential real estate closing. Nick is a former state prosecutor, has been fighting for Tiger fans like you for over 20 years. Call 864-654-3680. 864-654-3680, or visit online at nicklaverylaw.com.
Thank you for listening to Clemson Tigers Baseball on the Clemson Athletic Network. Brought to you by Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola and Clemson Baseball, always a great call. Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax with Founders Federal Credit Union. Lending Tree. Lending Tree, you win. United Bank, providing excellence in service. Proud to be united with the Tigers. Member FDIC. And IPTE, supporting the success of Clemson student athletes since 1934. This has been Clemson Tigers Baseball on the Clemson Athletic Network. The preceding broadcast is authorized under rights granted to Clemson Athletics by Clemson University. It is intended solely for the entertainment of our listening audience. Any publication, rebroadcast, retransmission, or commercial use of the descriptions and accounts of this broadcast without the express written consent of Clemson Athletics and Clemson University is prohibited. The announcers are selected by Clemson Athletics and approved by Clemson University.
Summer is here, and it's time to make the living easy with Craft Stove Store and Patio, America's best in outdoor furniture. Make sure your outdoor space has everything it needs to impress your guests this summer with everything Craft Stove Store and Patio can provide by Lloyd Flanders, Hanneman Summer Classics, and Palm Springs Rattan. You can special order anything you need for your patio, porch, and pool furniture with Craft Stove Store and Patio, located at 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Taylors.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
You know what happens every Thursday night in downtown Seneca. We call it Jazz on the Alley. We get started with the Bang Show at 7 o'clock each and every Thursday. But we thought about doing something very, very brand new for you. It's called Happy Hour at Jazz. Here's just a few sounds that you're going to hear every week in Jazz. He's in the All-Stars, Nathan Angelo, and many, many more. Check Facebook for all the artists playing. But we're going to be doing something new, starting at 5:30 till 6:30 every Thursday night. It's called Happy Hour. This is a chance for young artists, country, rock, soul, blues, to get to showcase their talents. 5:30, you early arrivals, get here early and enjoy a little Happy Hour at Jazz. It's all happening right here on Ramcat Alley in downtown Seneca. Outside dining, great music, and you, along with 2,000 of your closest friends. It's Jazz every Thursday, downtown Seneca.
Are you looking to take your lawn to the next level in 2023? At Carolina Top Dressing, we're committed to serving the upstate and bringing golf course-type practices to your home, including aeration, top dressing, dethatching, and soil conditioning. Also, ask about our latest top dressing amendment, Carolina Mix, or sign up for any of our turf services by visiting www.carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote. And as always, go Tigers!
Diamonds Direct takes our most popular offer ever up to the next level. Now, for a limited time, you can make any purchase and take advantage of special financing for up to 5 years. Or get $5,000 off. Get the lowest possible monthly payment or get a generous cash credit. It's all about giving you more. Design the ring of your dreams with our most flexible finance options and best savings ever offered. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion. Get details and more at DiamondsDirect.com. On approved credit.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Built to last and rock-solid resale value. Just two of the many reasons to own a Toyota. And the place to buy your Toyota? Ralph Hayes Toyota in Anderson. For over 70 years, Ralph Hayes Toyota has been delivering great value and service while setting themselves apart from the competition. And they're the oldest Toyota dealer in South Carolina. For new, used, or certified pre-owned Toyotas, find them at Ralph Hayes Toyota, Clemson Boulevard, Anderson.
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
South Carolina and all the ships at sea. Our man Morgan Thomas actually in early, probably because he's feeling guilty about not being here Wednesday.
You think so,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll get Morgan up here in 1 second. You know, a couple things occur to me regarding what we witnessed today with Clemson and Lipscomb and just these college baseball tournaments in general. There are no guarantees. This stuff about you think you're superior and you think you can come up with reasons why you're going to win. You know, I hear this all the time. I hear this insane spin about, you know, like people wrote and said, well, most of Gordon's home runs he gave up were in the first part of the year. Okay, he's given up a ton of home runs and you're going to get steamy 100 home runs. If you had left him in another inning, you probably would have lost the game. But we invent these things to try and promote the outcome that we want. That's what we do. I mean, don't get it twisted. This was a tough game, and there's a reason for it. The reason is that most of these teams are playing good baseball to have gotten to this point. You know, this is where you meet up with other hot teams. You know, this is where you meet up with other teams that have done a lot of things well during the year. Look. You went into this game today, and you did not have the best pitcher. It's not even close. Van Treek, you take all day. It's no offense, because Gordon has pitched pretty well for the most part, but you take Van Treek all day over Gordon. Van Treek is dealing out there. You know, even when Clemson hit him, he was tough. You know, Grice got to him early, but, you know, once he settled in, he was tough. He's mixing up all his pitches. He's hitting the corners. He's throwing that big sweeping curveball. Now, again, I'm just listening to the broadcast with Bob and Don, and they, you know, provide me a good picture as I'm traveling in here. And Van Treek pitched into some bad luck. I mean, was it the sixth inning when first you have the Cantarella possible strikeout? It sounded like both Don and Bob thought that Cantarella was struck out on the prior pitch. And then Cantarella gets a single up the middle, and then you get the error on the shortstop who's trying for the tag, and then you get the mental error on the Will Taylor bunt in which the third baseman just lets it roll, and not in a situation where you can afford to let it roll and take that chance. And so he wound up with the, bases loaded, nobody out there in the sixth because of some shabby play behind him. But that kid is legit. That Van Treek kid is legit. And Lord knows this team can bomb. I mean, that Alex Vergara, how far do you hit that ball? 455 feet? You know, Bob Mahoney seldom speechless. I think he was speechless on that shot. He was like, did that go out of the stadium? You know, and of course, the middle of Clemson's lineup is still very difficult to get through. And it was very difficult to get through for any pitcher, any Lipscomb pitcher, not named Van Treek. But it was a tough game. You know, it was a close, competitive game that was going back and forth until the late innings, until you finally got Van Treek out of the game. And then you got to that bullpen. Because, again, the middle of Clemson's order is tough to get through. And Grice and Bertram and Amick have just been raking for 20, 25 games. They're just all on fire. They're all on fire at the same time. But the point is, none of these games are going to be easy. So this notion of, like, trying to spin things to come up with reasons why you're going to win, forget that crap. Buckle down. It's coming. It's real. These teams are all good. Stop trying to invent reasons that everything comes out your way. I mean, you're going to have to be good to come out of any region. Any region. I don't care who you are. You're going to have to be good. You're going to have to play good baseball. This thing was getting worrisome for a while. This thing was on shaky ground, as my man Delbert McClanton would say. Shaky ground. It was on shaky ground. And then late in the game, Clemson finally got the separation, and the Amick Grand Slam ended the day. Amick has just been unbelievable last 20, 25 games. And Clemson got, I thought, good work from the bullpen. I really thought that Coach Backage pulled all the right strings. It seemed like every time he went to the pen, he found the answer that he needed, even if it was for a short period of time. Clayton, Garris, etc. Do I have my man Morgan Thomas on now? Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, let me get Morgan in here. Morgan, I know you hate college baseball, but I'm bringing you in anyway. Is that the case? It is the case, right?
No, I definitely don't hate college baseball, especially the way Clemson's playing right now. 17 straight wins, Walt.
Yeah. Okay, so you don't like it. I know you're not, like, a big fan of college baseball. Is that not the case?
No. I haven't been into it in the past couple of years because I'm mainly into it when Clemson is doing good and they're doing great now.
He doesn't want to answer that question.
You know I'm a softball guy.
Yeah, Walt. I know you're a softball guy. I know.
Where my heart is.
I know you're.
By the way, Walt, I don't know if you heard.
I know you're a Millie Thompson guy.
I don't know if you heard this morning, but
ignored that too.
My Fountain Inn 8-and-under softball team won the championship last night, 17-15.
Well, I heard it because you told me, because I missed it on the news. Was I supposed to see that on the news? No, congratulations. So you'll be funding the Clemson softball program in the future.
Yeah, they call me the young John Rittman down in Fountain Inn.
Good.
Good. All right, Morgan. Again, a good win for Clemson today. Tough game. I mean, the ending looked better. The final score looked better. But none of these things are going to be easy. None of these games are going to be easy at this point. These teams can all play. That's how they got here. And it's going to be challenging. I think that Campbell lost today, I believe, to NC State. And I sort of like Campbell and NC State in that region better than South Carolina. We'll see. The last I knew, each side had 10 hits. Campbell was trailing 5-1, and there were like five or six errors in that game. There's some errors in the Clemson game today, too, on both sides. Where's the final here? NC State won. That's how it ended. 5-1. Both teams had 10 hits, and there were five errors in that game. Elsewhere, Duke beat Wilmington 12-3. Virginia beat Army 15-1. Oof. Kentucky beat Ball State, the Fighting David Lettermans, 4-0. Indiana State beat Wright State 6-5. How about that? Washington beat a good Dallas Baptist team 9-5. And Texas Tech beat UConn 3-2. I have no idea why. I'm looking at this ESPN scoreboard. I have no idea why some of these records are listed as they are. None. These are the final scores, and they have the team's records up. They have Texas Tech listed at 79-42. Boy, did Texas Tech play a lot of regular season games. It's not just them. Kentucky 73-36. How are they 73-36? How do you play 55, 56 games and yet you have teams that played apparently 110? What's going on over there at the four-letter network? Duke is 71-42. What am I missing? Virginia's 91-24. Any thoughts, Morgan?
Well, I think you need to refresh your page.
Why?
Well, maybe the website's not working right for
you.
Something's
not working. They had it right in the Clemson game. They have Lipscomb at 34-26, and they have Clemson at 44-17. But Duke is 71-42, according to the four-letter network. And Virginia's 91-24. And Virginia's awesome. They won 91 games in the regular season. It's quite a trick. What a trick. Since you only play like 55, they won 91. Winning 91 out of 55. Now, Morgan, that's playing some baseball right there.
That's Atlanta Braves level right there.
Yeah. You might not want to talk that noise right now, given the way they just took it on the chin from the Oakland A's. lots of things to get to. I need some help on something. All right. Because I'm listening to the broadcast. Did you watch the broadcast, Morgan Thomas, or did you listen? Or did you?
Yeah, I had it on my phone. Okay. While I was at work.
All right. Well, here's what I want to know. I want to know what happened with Van Treek and his pitching coach in the third inning. Van Treek hit two batters in that inning with soft curveballs, And at some point, he gave up a sac fly, which scored a run. And it was Billy Amick apparently hitting a ball sort of down the right field line, which was caught, but scored a run. And at that point, I think put Clemson up 3-2. It sounded, based on the radio broadcast from Don and Bob, like the pitching coach was almost attacking the pitcher of the year in his conference, Van Treek, who had been, nothing but incredible. But it sounded like he was all over him. Like he was in his face screaming at him, etc. Can anybody tell me, again, since I didn't see it, does anybody know what he was going off about? Was it the two hit guys prior? Did he think he gave in to Amick too much and letting him get the bat on the ball to drive the run? I mean, because it came after the sac fly, apparently. And again, I'm driving, so I'm just sort of noting this in my head. But both Don and Bob made it clear that this was not your normal visit to the pitcher's mound. And again, you're talking about the pitcher of the year in the conference, a guy who's just been utterly nails for them and was really pretty darn good again today against a tremendous Clemson lineup. what was that about? Do we know? Do we have any way of knowing? Did anybody hear anything? See anything? This is to you now, Morgan.
Yeah, I didn't see it myself. I mean, I knew he hit Will.
Uh-oh. Morgan? Oh, Morgan. Okay, you straighten that out, Ramona. But somebody let me know if you heard something, if there was something on a broadcast, if you saw it, whatever. Okay, let me see what this says. Texter says, heard it, but was dude calling off pitches? I don't know. Maybe that's what it was. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you're onto something, because I have no idea. And it seemed like Don and Bob didn't have an idea either. It seemed like both Don and Bob were sort of shocked at the behavior of the pitching coach, especially because, you know, he's out there ranting and raving in the face of the best player on his whole baseball team. I don't know. And it was after a sack fly. I don't know. Maybe he felt he needed the strike out there, and maybe he threw something that he didn't want him to. As the text said, maybe he called off the sign. I'm just not sure. Texas said, dang, they won 90 games before the All-Star break, right? What is this? Let's see. What do we have here? Come on. The text line's not going to cooperate for me. Let's see. They seem to have a problem with pop flies. Yeah. Yeah, there was something. There was something to that. I don't know. It was just it was curious because, again, both Don and Bob seemed, I don't know, sort of put off by the behavior, and I would understand it. It sounded like he was really being reamed out, and I was curious about it. Hey, let me tell you about First Class Halt. Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. It's an acronym. No one does it like they do. All of their techs have 15 to 35 years worth of experience with these makes and models. That's who they are and what they do. BOGO deal, half off any BG service. Buy one, get one half off. Any BG service includes transmission flush, brake system flush, power steering system flush, engine fuel system induction clean service. Right now, you get $25 off brake pad replacement and rotary surfacing. Again, if you're getting a squeak, it's your pads. If you're getting metal on metal sound, it's your rotors. Don't wait on that. Spend more, save more right now. Spend $100, get $10 off. Spend $200, get $20 off. Spend $300, get $30 off. Get up to $100 on qualifying air conditioning service and a prepaid MasterCard. That's at all locations. It's First Class Halt. Three locations, Greenville, Anderson, and Cherrydale, to serve you. Mark and his team are absolutely incredible. Stop settling for mediocre service. All right, I'm rejoined by Morgan Thomas. I think we have our issues cleared. We are turning our attention to college football. Need to get a little basketball talk in here too. But we're turning our attention to college football and the best running backs. This is going to be a really interesting 2 hours because I have a new twist on all of it too. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
Summer is here, and no one wants to see that old dad bod at the beach. It's time to get that belly fat under control, get those muscles toned, and get that alpha feeling back in the bedroom. Come get your testosterone up and that weight down today at Low Country Male. Our concierge plans are simple. For $220 a month, we include all testosterone, doctor visits, labs, and primary care. Ask about our amazing deals on semaglutide. Semaglutide reduces the urge to overeat, and patients are losing, on average, 35 pounds. Get that alpha figure back and make men again. LowCountryMale.com.
Keep your commercial building in its best condition with roofing services from Adams & Co. They understand how important your business is to our community, your family, and your employees. Keeping your roof in its best condition keeps your business running. Whether you have shingle, silicone, TPO, metal, or a bitumen roof, they not only repair current damage and leaks, but can offer a free roof inspection to help catch small issues before they become big problems. 864-260-0080.
Are you a veteran needing help with your VA claim? Have you filed a claim, but it's been a long time since you've heard from the VA? Robert Surface, a certified VA attorney in Honeyapath, South Carolina, can help. Call him at 864-235-0886 for an appointment, or go to his website at surfacelawfirm.com. Let's sit down together and talk about your VA claim and come up with a solution. Call 864-235-0886 today.
Are you looking to take your lawn to the next level in 2023? At Carolina Top Dressing, we're committed to serving the upstate and bringing golf course type practices to your home, including aeration, top dressing, dethatching, and soil conditioning. Also, ask about our latest top dressing amendment, Carolina Mix, or sign up for any of our turf services by visiting www.carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote. And as always, go Tigers!
There's a right way and a wrong way to fight off mosquitoes. Karate chopping the air in a public place in front of your kids and their friends,
Mom,
is the wrong way. Using Stem mosquito repellent is the right way. Stem effectively repels mosquitoes by harnessing active ingredients found in plants like lemongrass and peppermint, making it safe for use as directed around people and pets. STEM, rooted in nature, optimized by science, and embarrassment-free.
It is summer break, and having fun outdoors means tracking more dirt in your home. That's why I only trust Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning to keep my house insanely clean. And right now, they're having a sizzling summer sale. 15% off all cleaning services, carpets, rug, upholstery, and air ducts, all 15% off. This month only, mention me, Mickey Plowler, and The Roar, and you'll get 15% off the service.